On this week's StoryCorps in Cincinnati, it takes a special vision to look at the space inside a large bookstore and think, this place needs live theater. But as you'll hear in this conversation between college friends Jay Caligayan and Dwan Watson, that's pretty much the genesis of Cincinnati's No Theater.
I didn't realize, I never made the connection. Nursing major, but you never took any theater classes.
No.
How in the world? So, I mean, you go from nursing major to creating a no theater, and like, where did you even come up with the idea for a no theater? Because I remember when you approached me, it just was like out of the, like this raindrop fell and into a puddle that just got big. I don't know how, where did that come from?
It was the time of the big box stores. I think we're still in that time. Yeah. And it was Barnes & Noble, and there was a Joseph Beth, which is a local branch, and your Borders when that still existed. And I walked in there, and, it's a place for literature. It's a place for culture. It's a place for music. Mm. And I was like, well, there's so much room here. Why can't we bring theater here?
Mm.
So, this area with the fireplace.
Yeah, dude.
Move the furniture, just like you would anyone's house, except bigger. And, let's produce here. So I came to you with that idea.
Yeah.
And how did you react to that? I mean, really? I mean, you did it. I know that part. But, I mean, how did you react to that idea?
I mean, it was college, and I was down for whatever. And that you had this idea, and, I've always been a dreamer at heart. So someone comes to me with their dream and says, hey, I'd like for you to be a part of it, and it's something I'm already interested in.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
Yeah.
So I think that's what I remember. I remember us having a meeting at your apartment up there on Edwards.
Oh my gosh.
I remember us doing like a pitch in and going to, I remember I went to Joseph Beth and what am I going to bring to this pitch in? And I pulled a book off the shelf and found a recipe for mac and cheese and like scribbled some notes down. And it's the best mac and cheese that I've ever made. I don't know what a recipe is. But I remember those first meetings and like being your first treasurer, $5 in tips in a little cigar box or whatever it was.
The first all the props, we had a black trunk,
yeah,
and we had a red scrim,
yeah,
and the whole thing, all the sets and all the costumes cost us about $75. And out of all those performances, only Borders paid us, and it was like $100,
yeah,
and that covered it. And then theater was in the black ever since, and we walk in there like seven college students, and we did it. We just performed skits, pieces.
Owned it.
And the thing is, it was designed for, you could sit and watch the whole thing and enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
But you could walk by, because you're going to a bookstore, you're not there for theater.
Mm.
You walk by, you're there for a magazine, you're there for a coffee, you're there for a book, whatever. And if we get your attention for like 5 minutes, we've accomplished something.
I'm in tears, man, because I just did like a karaoke night 2 nights ago. No, here's the deal. And I sang a Bob Marley song. And somebody posted a video on Facebook this morning.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, I've never seen that. And I remember when I did the song, it's in a bookstore bar.
Yeah.
Right. And I remember when I started, there was like 5 people in there in the room that were singing. And I was closing my eyes singing. And by the time I was done, the room was full. And I was thinking, where do these people come from? They came in from the bar.
Yeah.
I caught their attention and they came in to be in that moment. And that's exactly what you just said about the no theater. People are coming in here to buy their books, do whatever it is, and we caught them.
Yeah.
StoryCorps in Cincinnati is a presentation of Cincinnati Public Radio. Thanks to the Carol Ann and Ralph B. Hale Jr. U.S. Bank Foundation and the Johnson Foundation for their support.